Yes, sir. How may I help you?
Rhonda, what's up?
Business.
Business. Good. Question for you. I know that we have to schedule a time to just come fly out there and visit. So whenever we do that, we'll set up the meetings with Sarah Riddell and others. But until then, I'm just curious about, I don't know if you know, but maybe we can ask you, about these MD orders, these doctor's orders for, let's say, new patients that never got service before.
Okay.
Who gets them? Is it, can we do it telephonically with the patient? Or is that something which they have to go to their PCP? Or is that something that their case manager works with?
They go through the case manager. Before that, they go to Job and Family Services. And between the case manager and Job and Family Services, that's how they get the doctor's orders on what's necessary.
Got it. Okay. And then that's where they use that in their enrollment process, right?
Yes.
Got it. Okay. That's good. I have other good news for you, and that is I spoke to someone at Community Resources there doing some digging. And I asked them, I said, do you guys have a way that we could submit a referral online? Because, you know, you and I were talking, and we were saying that you have to call into them, right?
Yes.
So
they told me that they have a form. She emailed me a form that either we could call in, like you said, or we could submit a regular one-page PDF form, which has patient's information, and from there, then they'll reach out to the patient. So it's just another resource for us to use.
Oh, that sounds like wonderful.
Can you
send that to me?
If you pay me.
Ooh, okay, no attention.
How you doing? Of course I'm going to send it to you, but I wanted to tell you what I'm sending before I send it.
Okay, let me hear what you're sending to me.
Okay, I'm going to send you this. I just wanted to call to tell you what I'm going to send before I send it, which is this called screening data element form. So when it comes through, you'll see it. You'll know now that this is the referral form that we could either call into Direction Home or we could email it to them, okay?
Okay, so what do we put on that form?
So I'm going to send, you'll see it's basically its date, referral source, which is us, our agency name, check off if it's passport or family care support services or Ohio waiver or my care waiver.
Mm-hmm.
If we're not sure, let's say we're not sure, right? Oh, this only option is one. Then I guess we could just put in Ohio home care waiver, and worst comes to worst, they'll deal with it, you know? First
can, we,
mic.
Can we check them all, or we
no.
only have to check one?
They only let us check one.
So then why don't we send in four forms? Well, how many different forms? Can we send in multiple forms for different departments?
Meaning for the same patient?
For any patient.
No, let's say if we have one patient. So you're saying if we have one patient and we don't know what their waiver is, right?
Okay. Oh, okay.
No, so I'm saying if we're not sure what waiver it is, I would just click off My Care Waiver because that for sure goes through them, whereas the My Care Ohio, hold on a second.
Which is Melena.
Right. Hold on one second. Let me just see something over here. Which one was CareStar? CareStar did the...
CareStar is separate.
Right,
it's not
that,
even going to be on there.
No, I know, but CareStar did... They're the ones who did the Ohio Home Care Waiver. So, right, we don't want to check that off because that would go to Ohio Home Care Waiver, right?
Right. You have United Healthcare, which used to do Ohio Home Care Waiver.
Right, exactly. Okay, so we'll check one of them off. Then it has over here patient's name, address, phone number, Medicaid, all of the primary care, diagnosis, what their functional limitations are, what they need assistance with. So patient's name, phone number, stuff like that. Basic info, you know, that we could use it to send into them.
Sounds like a plan.
Okay. Next
I like
is,
that.
Yeah, here we go. Learning new things each day.
Yeah, you're teaching me some things that I didn't know because we usually just call. So that's a two for. So we can call and we can send that paperwork.
Exactly. And if we get a referral and no one answers at Direction Home, we could just email it over. Or if we also want to have a paper trail, we could just email it over.
Exactly.
Also, I asked them, I said, let's say I want to get updates. Because she's like, yeah, it takes us 2 to 3 days to schedule. When they get a referral, it takes 2 to 3 days to get someone to schedule the screening over the phone. They'll ask questions. Then it will take about 2 weeks to schedule, you know, someone to go out to the home, a nurse or social worker to do the assessment. And that assessment, the person doing the assessor will give the patient their, you know, whatever Medicaid application or documents have to be signed. And from there, she didn't really know the process going forward from there. But mm-hmm. It basically takes about 30 days or so until a case manager is assigned. Once a case manager is assigned, then they'll approve the hours and send over basically the authorization.
Right.
So I asked, I said, let's say we want an update, you know, after 2 weeks. Could us or the patient email you or call you? She said the best is the best is if we call, not email for updates. But
okay.
Like that.
Okay.
Okay, now let me ask you like this. Okay, fine, very good. Job and Family Services, is there one per county?
Yes. Trumbull and Mahoney County, yes.
Where's our office, in Trumbull County?
Our office in Trumbull County, yes.
So let me see. Okay. All right, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.